Good morning, St. Paul's. All right, so today I will be giving you the word, and I'm going to start by opening in prayer. May we please bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, as we gather here today to study your word and reflect on the cleansing of the temple by your Son, Jesus Christ, we ask for your guidance and wisdom to open our hearts and minds, guiding us into a deeper understanding for your will for our lives. Amen. Amen.
Family fun bundle. Purchase a game console and get 2 games for free.
Now, I'm sure you'll agree, this is not the place to be trying to sell flat screen TVs and smartphones and appliances. However, this is something that happened, way back in the day, a couple thousand years ago, where people exploited the temple. They desecrated a holy place for personal gain, for profit, because of greed. And we're going to be studying a little bit about that today. I'm sure you guys will agree that you don't expect to go to a church service where you're going to walk out with a new blender. But one thing that I can hope is that you leave with a renewed sense of understanding of worshiping God in spirit and in truth. So, today we turn our attention to a pivotal moment in the ministry of Jesus Christ, the cleansing of the temple. This event recorded in the Gospel of John holds profound significance for us as believers, revealing essential truths about Jesus' mission and purpose on earth. So, we're going to look at 4 aspects of the story, 4 different things that really stood out. So, number one, we're going to look at the disruption of religious exploitation. We'll delve into Jesus' actions in response to the commercialization and exploitation within the temple, emphasizing his opposition to the misuse of religion for personal gain and the importance of genuine worship. Number two, we will look at the assertion of authority. We will discuss how Jesus asserted his authority over the religious establishment through his actions, highlighting his role as the one who has come to reform and renew religious practices. Number three, foreshadowing his death and resurrection. We'll examine Jesus' cryptic statement about destroying the temple and raising it again in 3 days, interpreting it as a metaphor for his own death and resurrection and its significance in our faith. Number four, we will reflect on the disciples' recognition of Jesus' authority and the deeper significance of his actions, emphasizing the importance of recognizing Jesus as the Messiah and Savior. So, we'll start with the disruption of religious exploitation. In the temple courts, Jesus encountered a scene of exploitation and corruption. The sacred space meant for worship had been transformed into a marketplace where greed and profit overshadowed reverence for God. Jesus, in his righteous indignation, overturned the tables of the money changers and drove out those who were exploiting the faithful. This action was not merely a display of anger, but a powerful statement against the misuse of religion for personal gain. It reminds us of the importance of genuine worship and devotion to God, free from the trappings of materialism and self-interest. In the year 2024, we find ourselves confronted with a pervasive threat that undermines the very essence of our faith. Religious exploitation. This insidious force has the power to erode the foundation of our beliefs and inflict lasting harm upon countless individuals. Its presence is felt not only within the confines of traditional churches and religious institutions, but also permeates various faith groups around the globe, manifesting itself in a myriad of forms. I'm sure at some point in your lifetime you have seen ministries that sell cloths, right? Anointing cloths or like anointing oil or whatever, when people just went to Sainsbury's and bought some olive oil and then they sell it, try to sell it to people and make it seem like it's like a holy thing. That is religious exploitation, because there are some people who are desperate, they are needy, they are hungry, and they are thirsting for something deeper. And oftentimes some people, when they are unaware and they're not discerning, they can get caught in religious exploitation. Much like the scene depicted in the biblical narrative of the cleansing of the temple, religious exploitation often strikes at the heart of sacred spaces, defiling what should be hallowed ground. Just as merchants once exploited the sanctity of the temple for personal gain, so too do modern-day charlatans seek to manipulate and profit from the spiritual yearnings of the faithful. In today's interconnected world, the proliferation of the internet and social media has only exacerbated this issue. Messages spread like wildfire, traversing vast distances in the blink of an eye, making it increasingly difficult to discern truth from falsehood. In the midst of this digital deluge, many find themselves adrift, unsure of whom to trust or which path to follow. Yet amid the chaos and confusion, we must remember that our faith is not defined by the actions of a few unscrupulous individuals. True spirituality transcends the trappings of materialism and manipulation. It is found in the genuine connections we forge with one another, in acts of compassion and kindness, and in the unwavering devotion to the values espoused by our respective traditions. As we navigate the turbulent waters of religious exploitation in the 21st century, let us remain vigilant in our pursuit of truth and authenticity. Let us seek solace in the teachings of our faith, drawing strength from the knowledge that ultimately the light of righteousness will prevail over the darkness of deception. Number two, assertion of authority. Through his actions in the temple, Jesus asserted his authority as the Son of God. He demonstrated his zeal for God's house and his role as the one who has come to reform and renew religious practices. By challenging the religious establishment, Jesus revealed himself as the ultimate authority, greater than the traditions of men. His authority extends beyond earthly structures and hierarchies, reminding us that true worship is not confined to physical spaces, but it is indeed a matter of the heart. Foreshadowing his death and resurrection, Jesus' cryptic statement about destroying the temple and raising it again in 3 days puzzled his listeners. Little did they know that he was speaking about his own death and resurrection. Jesus' body, the temple of the Holy Spirit, would be destroyed on that cross, but raised again in glorious victory over sin and death. This foreshadowing points to the central event of our faith, the crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Through his sacrifice, we find spiritual renewal and redemption, restoring our broken relationship with God. Lastly, belief and recognition. The passage concludes with mention of Jesus' disciples recalling his words after the resurrection. Their understanding and belief in him deepened as they recognized the significance of his actions and teachings. Likewise, we are called to recognize and interpret Jesus' actions in light of their ultimate significance. He is not merely a teacher or prophet, but the Messiah and our Savior, whose sacrificial love offers hope and salvation to all who believe. I'm going to close this word with a prayer. Heavenly Father, as we depart from this place, may the truths we have encountered today continue to dwell richly within us. Grant us the courage to challenge injustice and exploitation wherever we find it. Following the example of your Son, Jesus Christ, may we walk in the light of his resurrection, trusting his authority and grace to guide us in all things. Amen.
Amen.
As we reflect on the cleansing of the temple, may we be reminded of the transformative power of Jesus' love.